This is the Angry Birds Bird Minute, sponsored by Angry Birds for their 15th anniversary, where we tell you about a cool bird that may or may not be angry. This week's bird is the Andean flamingo. The Andean flamingo is the toughest bird to ever stand on one leg. They live in and around high-altitude Andean salt lakes, sometimes spending their summers above 14,000 feet. They are the tallest flamingos, getting up to nearly 5 feet, and are capable of flying 700 miles in a single night during their migration. But are they angry? As if thin air and harsh UV lights weren't enough to deal with, cold night temperatures sometimes freeze the waters they inhabit. Incredibly, Andean flamingos will sleep with one or both of their feet submerged, allowing them to become encased in ice and trapped until the sun rises to melt the lake. On a scale of 1 to angry, the Andean flamingos want us to know that they're not the only ones on thin ice.
This is Wild Green Streams. I'm Rhett.
I'm Curtis.
I'm Io.
And on today's episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. Instead of the normal guest, we're actually going to play a game that pretty much everyone on Earth has played at some point before with a little bit of a twist. So we're going to play 20 questions with all the normal rules, except that the only category is animal. And if you want to ask what the size of something is, instead of saying, is it bigger than a toaster? Is it smaller than a microwave? You have to use a different animal or a different organism as the comparison. We're going to go around the group, starting with Curtis. So Curtis, what is your animal?
That's not how this works. You have to guess. Say, if you want to replay the rules for yourself, Rhett.
Is your animal smaller than a cow?
Yes.
Is your animal terrestrial?
Yes.
Can your animal fly?
No.
Is your animal a herp, which for the viewers would be a amphibian or reptile?
Yes.
Is your animal smaller than a box turtle?
Yes.
Is your animal an amphibian?
No.
Is your animal fast, very fast?
Yes.
Does your animal have legs?
Yes.
Is your animal a lizard?
Yes.
Is your animal native to North America?
No.
Does your animal run only on land?
Yes.
Does your animal have many colors?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, so it's a animal. It's smaller than a box turtle. It's definitely a lizard. It runs. It only runs on land, so that eliminates the one cool lizard that runs on water.
It's not.
You're flying a marine iguana there.
Oh no, I was talking about a basilisk lizard.
I gotcha.
But I'm glad we can eliminate that too.
And it's not native to North America.
No.
And it's colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Is it from Australia?
No.
Smaller than a box turtle.
I like smaller than a box turtle instead of smaller than a bread box as a standard. I was thinking about doing box turtle earlier. That's funny.
Does your animal live in Eurasia?
No.
So it's either got to be South America or Africa.
Is your animal some kind of a gamma? It's a bad question. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain. No, I don't. Okay.
It's a bad question because I only know like one kind of a gamma that's colorful. Well, I know there's multiple, but
yeah,
it's not going to help.
It's not in that animal group, but yeah. So if you want to waste the question,
I just did.
Is your animal a gecko?
Yes. You're down to 5 questions.
Okay.
Does your animal say its name?
No.
Am I allowed to guess the animal if I think I know what it is?
Yeah.
Yes, but you can only guess once.
And then what? I can't guess at all?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I have to get it right.
Is your animal green and orange?
I feel like that's like 2 different questions.
No, is it both green and orange?
Like, is it both green and orange?
Give me a second.
Wait, no, we can't use that. Is that copyrighted?
Oh, definitely.
We play the Jeopardy theme, but it's like off by a half note.
I'm going to say maybe because it's hard. I'm looking at photos and it's hard to tell with the lighting what constitutes a certain shade.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll say you're on the right track.
It's a gecko. Okay. It's a gecko.
A small, colorful gecko that lives in South America, probably.
South America or Asia, right?
No, South America or Africa.
Oh, okay. Probably South America. Day geckos are from Madagascar. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of a useful question here.
Yeah.
Is it
Man, you got
invasive in
far
North
left.
America?
1 second.
Curtis is Googling the answer.
I feel like I don't, like, I know about geckos, but I don't know enough about geckos to try to narrow it down from gecko to a species in like four questions.
Yes, they're invasive in North America.
Probably in Hawaii is would be my guess.
Or Florida, one of those two for sure, at
Yeah,
least.
I mean, Florida, crazy.
Okay, so it's not a day gecko. It's not, I don't know. I'm stumped. I think I give up.
No, I want to keep guessing. Well, it's not. I can't. The ones I can think of by name. It's not a day gecko. It's not a tokay gecko because those are big.
An Asian.
Yes. And did we say it was bigger than a grapefruit? Did we say, or is
It's
that a
smaller.
previous question?
Smaller than a box turtle.
Smaller than a smaller. Oh wait, smaller than a box turtle. And we said it's colorful.
Can I just say that you guys messed up somewhere with your process of elimination and are on the wrong track?
It's a gecko. It's from South America or Africa, and it's colorful. Those are all true.
Did we get the location wrong?
No. You're,
Oh.
you go all everything Rhett said was true, but some other things you've been saying lead me to believe that you're getting mixed up.
I'm just trying to think of a gecko that meets those qualifications.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Day geckos are from Madagascar is in Africa.
Yeah.
Is it a day gecko?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're like,
That's what I.
it's not a day gecko. It's not a day gecko. It's not a day gecko. When did we decide it wasn't a day gecko?
Well, I just
I asked
kept
if it
getting
was
stuck
green
on
and
South America.
orange.
It's green and red.
I was okay. I think that I should when I was thinking of a
And
Madagascar
when you
day gecko
asked if
because I was
it's
like, is it green and orange?
And when you asked if it's invasive, you're like, it's probably invasive to Hawaii and Florida. Literally, the Google results were Hawaii and
I
Florida.
was like, man, Curtis has some deep knowledge of geckos. This is
It's the
beyond
gecko
me.
that you all see on the commercial.
Yeah, I was. My other
I mean,
follow-up question was
sorry,
going to
but
be like,
Google,
"Is this gecko a spokesperson for blah
Google giant
blah
day gecko and tell me that's red and not orange. Weird.
Everyone, get in the comments and tell me if you think that day geckos are red or orange, because I think they're orange.
I mean, are you Googling giant day gecko?
Yes, they're orange.
I'm literally posting this on Facebook.
Yeah, if people say it's orange,
Yeah.
then I
I'm putting up a
win.
poll.
But also, I don't need the people to validate me because I know I'm right.
Day geckos are orange, a little bit.
See?
Okay, I'll go next.
All right. Is your animal terrestrial?
No, question two.
Is your animal marine?
Yes.
Is your animal a vertebrate?
Yes, my animal is a vertebrate.
Is your animal a mammal?
No, my animal's not a mammal. That's question four. Question five.
Is your animal a fish?
My animal is not a fish. Question six.
Is it a reptile?
It is a reptile. My animal
Okay,
is a
so
reptile.
it's a marine reptile.
That's
Is your
right.
animal
Is your animal a sea snake?
My animal is not a sea snake.
Is your animal a turtle?
My animal is a turtle.
Okay, there's like seven options.
Yeah.
Well, you have 10 questions left, so.
Is your animal a leatherback sea turtle?
That's right. That's it.
Hey.
You're
The
lucky
way that I
because
wanted that to go is I wanted you to ask me if it was warm-blooded so that I could say yes and then watch the confusion unfold.
saying we were getting all in the weeds over red and orange and whether where is Madagascar? Meanwhile, we're like, bam, leather back, done, next.
Done. That's why we did a test round when I asked, we can cut this out, I don't know. When we did the test round, I asked Curtis if his was animal was typically considered cold-blooded because that like in terms of like the simplified
Oh, okay.
versions of animals, I was like, would you know, like the general public be like
66% of people say giant day geckos are green and orange.
and
So,
44% of people are blind?
yeah, they're wrong. All right, now it's my turn. You guys have to ask me questions to guess.
all right, I'll go first. Is it marine?
Yes and no.
54% of people say day geckos are green and red, by the way. And
The public is
somebody
always
said
right.
we need to keep the poll exactly equal. So,
There, 54% of people are wrong.
right.
Okay,
So we know
anyway, back to the
it's
question.
sort of marine. That's all we know at this point.
I would say counts as marine.
Okay.
Is your animal bigger than a box turtle?
Yes.
Is your animal primarily aquatic?
Let me. I would say.
Oh, I think I might figure out what's going on here. Can I retract that question and ask a better one?
Yeah.
Is your animal a bird?
Yes.
Can your animal fly?
No.
Ooh.
Flightless bird that's sort of marine. Is your animal found in the northern hemisphere?
No.
Okay.
Is your animal found on Antarctica?
No.
Okay, so that just leaves
Okay.
Africa, South America, and Australia and New Zealand.
Is your animal named after its size and coloration?
Yes.
I don't know which penguin that is. I'm gonna say, is your animal a jackass penguin just because I think it's a funny name?
No, it isn't.
Is your animal a little blue penguin?
Yes. I was hoping, I was like, okay, like I think penguin will be good because there's a couple species of penguin, but I was too obvious and went for the Australian animal.
Yeah, they have them
Yeah.
at my local aquarium, so that's probably the only reason why I knew.
This game is so fun.
I
It
know,
is.
I kind of want to just keep playing.
I know. It's like 20 questions, but it's also kind of like Metazooa that was like, do you ever play that? Where you guess it based on the phylogeny?
Oh
It's like
yeah, I did play
Wordle.
that
It's like
once or twice.
phylogenetic Wordle.
Well, yeah, it was a lot like Wordle, but for trying to figure out what an animal was based
But for
on what it's related
nerds,
to.
more like Nerdle, am I right?
Based on like evolutionary history, which is super
Yeah.
fun, except sometimes the site would just like have a few like bugs and glitch. And then also sometimes I know it was like clearly random, or maybe not clearly random, because like some animals would be repeated a couple times rather than being more spread out, which is like,
Interesting.
with random, who knows what you can get.
I should hope there's some bugs in there.
A, there were a few.
Somebody
Looks like the
suggested
poll
somebody
is
suggested
neck and neck.
vermilion. Yeah. This is generating some good debate.
It's blood
Vermilion.
orange.
Wait, you have an actual poll
It's blood
running?
orange.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he put it in the group.
Let me go
Over
see.
what?
I guess that's going to be the name of this episode then.
Somebody said this is the blue and gold dress all over again.
It absolutely is. I can't believe that less than half of the respondents think that they're green and orange.
I know.
When
What we're
stressed, they
gonna,
can become orange.
me too. What we're gonna have to do, we're gonna,
Maybe the
leave the poll up for, however long. And then once we
end of
finish the
time.
poll, everyone who selected green and red, we have to ban them from the group. They're not allowed in Wagyu memes anymore.
Oh, I've just gone on a different journey than you because I Google image search day geckos, and I gotta say, about half of them
Did
are
you do
green and
giant
red, and
day
about half are green and orange.
gecko? Well, there's like dozens of day gecko species,
Yeah,
but
true.
I think in my mind I was going with the giant day gecko.
Which looks orange.
Yeah.
Gold dust day geckos are a vibe.
Oh, yeah, they're
They got that
beautiful.
blue eyeshadow and the little
The
speckles
blue
there.
hands and feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like one commentator is not putting up with our divisive polling, and they said they can be both. There are also different morphs of day gecko. I think that that's the final conclusion here.
Yeah,
The final
so
conclusion is that Curtis is right, but the more important thing is that I am right
you
also.
beat me to swearing it. You beat me to you beat you really had to pull up the sun-dried tomatoes Tumblr post, didn't you?
Snooze, you lose.
This has been an episode of Wild Green Streams for
No,
Ecological
no, no, no,
Feeds.
no, 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 no. You can get it all wrong. Wild green and
Wild green
wild
and
green
orange.
and/or red.
Wild green and orange.
Memes for
Wild.
Ecological Fiends. The podcast isn't about memes. This has been an episode of Wild Green and or Red or Orange Streams for Ecological Fiends. Until next time, you can
This
follow
has
us
been
on
a
Patreon at
very enjoyable.
patreon.com/wildgreenmemes. That's memes with an M, and it's definitely the color green. Until next time, I'm Rhett.
I'm Curtis.
I'm Io.
And happy Year of the Raccoon.